All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Doreen.
Hey.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, you can help me find the guy that I've been dating. He's completely disappeared.
Wow. Okay, so then tell us about what happened. Did you go out with him a couple times, just once? What's the deal?
We've been going out a few times. I mean, I feel like I was ready to, you know, kind of ramp it up a little bit, move to the next level. He met my mom. I thought things were good. I don't know what's going on. Suddenly, I can't find him.
Okay, so let's go back to the last time that you guys hung out. What was the situation there?
Well, okay, so right now my mom is living with me.
Yeah.
She's in between places. She didn't like her last roommate. They just had clashes. So anyway, she's staying with me. She's looking for another place.
Okay.
Tucker came over. We were going to go out, but I thought, you know, he met my mom. I thought we were at that point, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard from him since. I don't know what the deal is.
So you don't think you did anything that might have turned him off?
I mean, it might have turned him off that my mom lives with me. I don't know. Yeah.
She's putting all the blame on anybody but herself. All right, listen, whatever. We'll call him for you next.
Okay, well, wait, let me say, I don't think I did anything. I mean, I thought we were good.
All right, then that's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. You think you nailed it out of the park. Grand slam.
Whoa.
Just hold on. Hold on. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Doreen. She's been dating this dude, Tucker, and he has completely disappeared on her. Just,
yeah.
Not even ghosted, just gone. Mm-hmm. There one day, gone, nothing.
It happens.
Yeah, nothing since. And she swears that she did nothing wrong. The last time they hung out, it was all good. So, we're going to try and find this guy right now and see what he has to say. Maybe he has something going on. That's why he hasn't gotten in contact with you.
Did he leave the country? I don't know.
Maybe he left the country. Yes, maybe he's a CIA agent. He's on a mission right now that we don't know about. And he's going to answer the phone and say, I can't. Right now I'm at an undisclosed location. No. Okay, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Tucker?
Who's calling?
Oh, we found him. Okay, so Tucker, please, I'm sorry that we're calling you so early in the morning. This is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And the reason we're calling you is because we got your phone number from a young lady who likes you a lot and would love... She wanted us to get in contact with you on her behalf. So can I just tell you why we're calling?
This is real.
It's real. So it's somebody you know, and I'm going to tell you her name. She has feelings for you, and she wanted us to call you to offer you a date. You and her at the place of your choosing... The date of your choosing, whenever you're free, and you go, we'll pay for the whole thing just to see if you guys hit it off. And like I said, I'm going to tell you her name because you do know who she is. It's not a trick.
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
All right, you ready? Doreen, my friend.
Yeah, we were cool. Yeah, we went out, mm-hmm. and it was okay. But there's just something else that's going on, and there's this thing I'm into, and I was just trying to see if it worked on that situation, and it wasn't going to work to you know ideally, so I kind of like just dipped out. But
you sound so sketchy right now. I don't even know. Wait,
what's going on?
Yeah, he does. You know, it's funny. We were speculating when we were talking to her that you were like a double agent of some sort, and that's what it kind of sounds like right now. What's the deal?
Well, so I mean, I'm gonna tell you this, guys. I'm just gonna tell you straight up, and you know, you can judge or not judge. But so in college, back in college, and it's gonna sound kind of juvenile, but you know, they used to call me Tucker the motherfucker, right?
Wait, excuse me. What?
Oh my god, I love that.
They called you Tucker the motherfucker.
Why?
Yeah, they call me Tucker the mother. Well, because I like to, you know, I'm in the, you know, MILFs. I like moms, you know? I mean, I think it like this. I'm going to be there one day, so I just need to get used to what's, you know, what I'm going to be facing. So
okay.
That's the situation.
That makes sense. So, and, wait. So, by what you're saying, it sounds like you were trying to f*** Doreen's mom.
I was, but not anymore, but yeah.
Oh, my
what do you mean not
God.
Anymore? What happened? Did she turn you down?
So I saw the picture on Facebook, thought everything was, you know, what's up? You know, I thought it was good. Went over there, and this lady was a beast. She was like, you know, a monster, like, you know, out in the back.
Hold on. Stop. Because
my God.
Doreen's on the phone right now, Tucker. She heard what you said about her mom.
I'm here. Surprise. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? First of all.
Whoa, wait. You on the phone? Oh,
oh my
yeah.
God.
It had to sink in.
What the f***? The mother f***? What the f*** is that? I'm going out with a guy that just wants
That's
to
a great nickname.
Look, I was just saying, I was just being clear and free on the air. Like, that's what I'm into, and I'm sorry you had to find out like this, but, you know, I guess that's life, and some things you just, you know, you find out the hard way, and guess what? Your mom's as ugly as shit, girl.
Okay, I mean...
Like, is that really necessary?
Listen to me. Talk about you're a piece of shit.
So let's say that Doreen's mother was attractive. What would the next step be? Well, like, would you like forget about Doreen and try and get with her mom? Would you try and get with both of them? Or like, what would be the next thing?
I mean, it would have been something gradual and you know, like really smooth. Like I would have just kind of stopped naturally, you know, and organically stopped talking to Doreen, and then every once in a while showed up, you know, to fix this or you know, like, oh, I was just in the area and you know, blah blah blah, you know, kind of thing.
He's got it all figured out, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Hey Tucker, I got a new nickname for you. It's Tucker the piece of shit. How does that sound?
That's so original. Look, you know, I tried to f*** your mom. It didn't work out. But, you know, are you still around?
I mean...
So do you like, want to go... Okay. Are you down for another date, Tucker?
You know what?
The offer is off the table, dude.
What? Are you sure? Because he might do it. And you don't have to worry about him banging your mom.
Well, he's not going to be banging anything. Nothing to do with me anymore. I'll tell you that much.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.